Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7, The Fan. Got a very juicy weekend of college football coming up, B.
All right.
Iron Bowl. White Brian.
LSU and Oklahoma.
That's a good game, dude. Speaking of LSU.
Lane.
He's got the Egg Bowl Friday. But
somebody might throw eggs in him.
It might be Ole Miss fans, too. Not even Mississippi State. Yo, I just saw this. Lane's odds on where he will coach next. LSU is the favorite, minus 200. Then Florida. Then staying at Ole Miss, then any other college, and then NFL head coach. Would you give Lane a shot in the pros?
I think he's going to LSU.
Vegas certainly thinks he's going to LSU. Would you leave Ole Miss? Let's say the money is comparable, right? Let's say, at some point, the money is just banana land. Mm-hmm. If the money is comparable, would you leave Ole Miss for LSU?
Yeah. Louisiana better than Mississippi.
Yeah.
And
would you do
from
it?
I told you my text read, bro, and then the AD is like a part of his good friends with one of the dudes. Say he's going there. We'll see.
Would you leave a playoff team? Because by it seems like he's going to have to leave before Ole Miss plays their playoff game. You know how college is. You want to take the job ASAP, so you start recruiting ASAP.
Everything about this thing is you're trying to win the games, win the playoffs to make more money, right?
Yeah.
And they're going to offer him that. And I think he has more chances to have the greater success at LSU than he does at Ole Miss.
Probably right. Now,
I'm a little biased now.
I get it. Listen, if you're asking what's the bigger deal program, it's LSU over Ole Miss. I like Ole Miss, so I feel like he should just stay, but I get why you would leave. This one I wanted to point out to you. We're going to get back to this Debo thing in a second.
All right.
The next coach of the California Golden Bears, they just fired their head coach, Justin Wilcox, after they got trounced by Stanford in their big rivalry game. Now, the top option to be the next coach of the Cal Golden Bears, according to Vegas, is a fella by the name of Atosh Lupoi. I hope I'm saying that right. D coordinator at Oregon. That would make a lot of sense. I think he's from the Bay Area. He went to Cal. Mm-hmm. I can get that. He's 2-1 to become the next Cal head coach.
Okay.
Do you know who's at 3-1?
Ron
Rivera. Who's also the Cal GM who just fired.
He's a GM and he's the money guy, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could you see Ron putting himself in charge of the alma mater?
Yeah.
I could too.
100%.
You know the hire that I'd find fascinating?
What?
DeSean Jackson. DJack played for Cal.
He played for Cal. I don't think they're going to give him that chance.
That'd be a big jump.
That's a hell of a jump.
I think it's going to be this dude from Oregon. But if Ron gets the job, it's going to be just funny to watch.
Well, if he don't get the job, he's going to be a part of it.
Yeah. All right. I want to ask the boys in the aquarium, and I want to open the phones on this. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. We're going to open up the MGM National Harbor listener lines here. I don't know that it'll come down to a choice, but there's so much connection. Adam Peters was with the Niners when they drafted Brandon Ayuk. Mm-hmm. Ayuk and Jaden are clearly close friends. Debo's already here. Debo's been productive here.
Yeah.
Ayuk's coming off the crazy injury. Mm-hmm. And whatever.
And whatever else is going
whatever's
on.
Whatever's going on in San Fran is going sideways. Who would you be more interested in? Bringing Debo back or bringing in Ayuk?
You just asked me that question already. I told you.
Said Debo.
I said I'm leaning towards Debo. See, this is my thing. And this is where I think, and I hope Adam, well, I'm sure Adam thinks this way. I don't care who you're friends with. I care about my team being closer together and glue and moving forward. You know, like I told you, I have a lot of friends that went on other teams and I left. So I didn't stop being their friends. But I could be friends with you on another team if you're not going to help my team. You know what I'm saying? So I just think it comes down to, is he completely away from that injury? And if he did all of this just to get off a team, do you really want to deal with somebody like that?
I think
because he might be doing it to you too.
Dog, that point to me stands out. Jeffrey, Debo or Ayuk, who would you want?
Debo, 100%.
Because of all the stuff?
One, yes. When this came about yesterday, people were talking about it on Twitter. I'm like, nah, just off the fact of what B-Mitch said, when you show your butt when you not getting your way, all the team player you want to be and project, I know you're not. People act like Terry showed his butt not coming into, you know, training camp and stuff this year. But this was on social media. Him putting out the practice plays that we – oh, nah, we don't need all that right now. And then I'd rather get a wide receiver. I'd rather keep Debo and try to get another wide receiver from the draft. He could bounce back from the injury, but I don't want to bank on that. I don't want to bank on players coming in here with a history of their injuries, major injuries. I'm good off that.
Landini?
I think they should keep Debo. He's been solid for him this year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
White Brian, wearing a Giants hat.
You keep Debo if the plan is to keep Terry. If you plan on moving on from Terry, Ayuk wouldn't be a bad pivot.
Terry's got the guaranteed money for next year, so Terry's a part of this thing for next year. I suppose there could be more exotic moves in the works, but that would surprise me.
Yep.
Terry's got $13 million guaranteed next year. And I think, frankly, Terry's the best of the three that we're discussing.
Yep.
And granted, in very limited work, just the two catches Terry made against Kansas City were outrageous.
Totally.
So I think Terry's a part of this thing for next year.
Yeah.
Let's hit these phones. Jaden is in PA. Jaden, what's up,
Jaden? What's up, brother?
Hey, can you guys hear me?
We got you.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, how's it going? I think this might be a little popular. I think you don't sign either Debo or Ayuk. I think we have a lot of – I mean, what, Terry's already making 30. I think you kind of do what Kansas City did, where you kind of just try to retool through the draft, even what Buffalo tried to do to a lesser extent. I mean, they missed on Coleman probably. He looks like a miss. But I think a lot of these good teams, you got to kind of try to find your guy in the second, maybe second, fifth round or sixth round. And I think this is where Peter's has to make his money. I mean, a lot of the highest-paid GMs are the highest-paid GMs because they always hit on the, you know, third to seventh-round picks. And I've already
said this a while back, but he's kind of missed on everyone but Daniels. I mean, maybe you have a couple average guys at best. I think you kind of have to just hit the draft, and you got to find a guy you like in the third round, maybe from a mid-major school. I mean, shoot, even Kansas City has the guy, this year, Breshard Smith, who's a seventh-round pick, kind of a running back receiver type who looks pretty good. So I think you kind of just have to hit on draft picks in every asset. I don't think you bring back Bobby Wagner. I don't think you bring back Debo. I don't think you bring back, you don't try to sign Ayuk. I mean, shoot, even Denver, their whole receiving core besides Sutton is drafts. Yeah, got the guy Franklin that's pretty good. Marvin Mims is pretty good. The guy Harvey's pretty good. So I think that's where Peters has to – he's kind of underwhelmed in the draft, and I don't trust him with trades.
I think it's a little too early. If you're looking at the trades, I think the Debo –
I don't think he missed on everybody.
The Debo and the Tunsil trades have been good. Yeah. Tunsil's
– I mean, you're not going to hit a home run on every pick. Some guys are going to be glue guys.
Thank you for
the
call,
Jaden. Some guys are going to be guys to be a part of it. But I don't think he's missed on everybody but Jaden. I don't buy that.
I think it's premature to say that for sure.
Very.
I think
you have a right tackle who has gotten better throughout the year.
Yeah.
Amos was already sure what he was capable of.
I think Amos looked like maybe their best pick.
You know?
I think one of the disappointing I don't know the right word there, but like Samardzija's rookie year was so exciting. This year's been so uneven. But I think defensively.
But still, he's leading you with turnovers. So there's still something there with Samardzija.
I agree with
that. But I think many people look at it, and you look at the outside corner, and you look at the inside corner. That inside corner, that receiver has two ways to go.
Right.
An outside corner, you can use that sideline to your advantage. But I don't think he played that well last year, and he's playing like he is this year, and that's gone. You know, you got to tap back into that. And let's be real. Ain't like they get no pressure on the consistent on the quarterback to make you be able to be a better cornerback or whatever.
Dude, I mean, if you want, for me, like you talk about the draft and people get so caught up in first rounders. And I recognize Washington has basically two picks in the top 150. They got one in the top 75 as it's currently constituted.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Stafford's playing at an elite level. They drafted Nacua later. They did add Devontae Adams this year, but like Kyron Williams wasn't a high draft pick. You look at the Rams D line, which is loaded. Only one of those dudes is a first rounder. Verse was, I think, 19th or 20th overall. But the kid Byron Young, Landman was an undrafted dude from Africa they found.
You speaking my language. I've been saying this for years.
I mean, here's what's incredibly remarkable.
I've always said I could care less about first rounders.
Landman is an undrafted dude from Africa that's white. That is nasty. Like it's. I'm just saying, like, you got to build a roster and not incorrect. Like, they do need to build a roster, and they have not done a tremendous job of that. But it doesn't mean they can't still do it, and sometimes guys take a few years. Like, the guy Fisk for the Rams, second rounder. Like, you got to build a roster. Phone lines are packed. We're going to hit these phones when we come back. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.